Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are listening to the sound of my voice. Welcome to the Power Hour. This is Reverend Terry Power coming at you live from Eastern Pennsylvania. And we're joined tonight by my priestess, Robin. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
All right. And my partner in crime and our cohort here on the station, Reverend Onyx.
I am here.
Right. And we've got some other ritualists with us. I'm just going to take them in the order they are showing up in the chat room. So we've got Shira.
Hello. How's everybody?
Hey. All right, doing great. Glad everybody's here. Let's see, we got Vega.
Hi there, Ian as well.
All right, and we got Jolene.
I'm here too.
All right, and Niv, are you there with us?
I am absolutely here.
Excellent. Ooh. The gang's all here, and I believe we're about ready to get started. So, going to take a moment and let's all the ritualists, let's take a deep breath together and let it out. Sweet gods and goddesses, give us the right words to say. Inspiring breed, eloquent Oma, skillful Dagda, lieu of the smooth speech. From the many ones, many words, pick out just the right ones for this occasion and feed them to us. And we will do the rest. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
All right. Well, everyone is here. Why don't we go ahead and get this party started? My lady, take it away.
Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We've come here together in spirit to celebrate the first full moon after, well, actually, I don't think it is the first full moon after Ostara. I think that's incorrect. Sorry about that. It just occurred to me. As the reawakening of the earth begins again, we seek the balance both within ourselves and without, the balance of day and night, dark and light.
Focus now and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Envision pulling energy in from the universe. Fill yourself with the divine light. Let it fill your head, stopping at your third eye. And see there the ball of light spinning and spinning, and then feel it open, and the divine light flows, stopping at your throat chakra. And you feel the pressure building up, and the divine light's filling you, pushing. You see the ball of light at your throat, spinning, spinning. More pressure, the ball is spinning, and then it opens. And the divine light fills through your chest and stops at your heart chakra. And see there the ball of green light spinning. Spinning, and feel the pressure, and then it opens. And the divine energy fills you, stopping at your solar plexus. See there the ball of yellow light spinning. Spinning, and feel the pressure building up, filling your head and your chest. And then it opens. And it fills your body down to your second chakra. And there you see the ball of orange light spinning, spinning, the pressure's building, and then it opens. And it stops at your root chakra. And at your root, see the ball of red light spinning, spinning, feel the pressure building up, see the ball of light spinning, and then it too opens. And the divine energy and the light of the universe fills you. It flows down into your legs. It backs up and fills into your arms and down into your hands and fingers. You feel the light expand through your entire body, filling every inch of it, your toes, your fingers. Now hold your arms out in front of you and feel the light leaving through your palm chakra. Feel and see the light streaming from your body and connecting with all the others around this circle, wherever they're located on the globe, wherever they are listening to my voice. See them and feel them. See the web of light, all the different colors of light, all surrounding the globe, connecting everyone, hearing this. Everyone, remember that distance is but an illusion, and we are all connected by this web of light surrounding this space, protecting this space, protecting this time. For we are in a time between the realms, in a world of its own, created by the we. We are connected by the light of the universe together here tonight to honor the God.
You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected, reaching out toward your gods, inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around the silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Spirits of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, your winds that spread the seeds of fresh ideas, inspiration to create new art, and surge forward on the path to new learning and the potential of spring. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, your fires that burn so bright and warm, that renew us and fuel our passions. Igniting the spring with our desires and encourage us to new interactions and adventures. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
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 Welcome.
Spirits of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and invite you to join at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, the waters of cleansing, the thrill of new emotion and intuition, to look forward with anticipation of things to come. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. Spirits of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts of integration, your peaceful healing, energies, and the abundance of a fruitful garden in both the physical and spiritual realms. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
And welcome.
Oh God, we call on you tonight in your form as young lover of the goddess. We bid you join us here in this place and time as you walk through the world, connecting with the forests and the animals, awakening your curiosity and new desires. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far, to make plans, and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, O lover, as we honor you in this sacred full moon festival. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail.
Hail.
Welcome.
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 O goddess, we call upon you tonight in your form as Maiden of the Awakening. We bid you join us here and now. Gift us, grant us the gift of your presence. Please join us as we honor the full moon and the beginning of spring. You are the maiden awakening to the newly fertile earth, being roused by the change of seasons and filled with curiosity and desire. Show us a clear path forward, over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and light. Join us, O Maiden, as we honor you in this sacred full moon. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Beloved ancestors, you who have gone before, we call upon you and ask that you be with us this night. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night. Please share with us your wisdom. We may best follow the guidance received. With love and we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
Wow.
We join together tonight to celebrate the full moon. As it reached its fullness a few nights ago, the moon now wanes. So now is the time to evaluate current patterns and seek to change negative habits. It is a time for us to look to the new path that spring forges before us and take new adventures and wander through the world with love and a kind heart. Create new life, throw off the dust and darkness of winter, put down our baggage so we may cross the little stone bridge to a freer, lighter, and better path. To begin with a clean slate, to change our patterns and behaviors, to live a life more in line with the life of happiness and abundance that the gods meant for us. So whatever our need tonight, we ask the goddess of the waning moon to hear us and assist us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Tonight we begin a guided meditation on Goddess in our astral temple. Tonight we will again cross the little stone bridge to the temple on the hill, where we will commune with the Goddess as we each see her and feel her love for us.
Now find a comfortable spot and make yourself comfortable and relax. Take a deep breath and let it out. Take another deep breath and let it out as well. Now close your eyes. Breathe deeply. Become aware of the rhythms of your body. Listen to the rhythm. And as you sit quietly listening to this voice and the rhythms of your body, you find yourself floating, comfortable and warm. Allow yourself to float there for a few moments and then rise up through the ceiling, up through the roof, into the sky. You look down upon the house where your body rests. You float upward into the stars, out into space, until at last you come to rest. And as you open your eyes and look around, you see that you are sitting on a bench in the center of a clearing in the woods. The bench is one of many that circle around a fountain. The fountain flows with clear water. In fact, as you look at it, you realize the water is almost impossibly clear. It looks cool and refreshing. Clearing where you are is small, and the trees are close. You feel their presence, and yet you are not afraid. Everything here is friendly. Everything here is warm and welcoming. You feel a slight breeze now as it moves through your hair and clothes. You smell the fresh scent of spring. You hear the call of birds and the rustle of life in the trees all around you. All is at peace. All is calm. All is welcoming. After a time, you notice a small path leading away from the fountain. Follow it. Feel the earth beneath your feet. The grass. The new grass finally poking up. Feel it as it brushes against your ankle as you walk along the path. The sweetness in the air. Smell it. You can almost taste it. The sky is amazingly blue. After a short walk, you see a footbridge made of stone, crossing a creek. Step up onto the bridge and stop at the top. There's a rail. And as you look over the rail, you see that the water flowing in the creek is the same water that you saw in the fountain. Impossibly cool, impossibly crisp, impossibly clear. You feel the spray of it on your face. And it's at the same time cool and at the same time warm and comforting. On the rail, see all of the burdens that you have been carrying, all of your fears, all of your doubts, everything that has held you back. See it materialize on the rail. You can see this as packages. You can see it as bundles. see it as a box of rock. Whatever it is that symbolizes burden to you, see it there on the rail of the stone bridge. You may even notice that there are bundles that you didn't place there. Burdens that you didn't know you carried, but the goddess knows. And now with a grin, push them off the rail and into the water. See them splash. Some of them sink and some of them float, but they're all now surrounded by that incredibly clear water. And they are washed away. They're taken by the goddess. They're her burdens now, and she will care for them. At least for a time. And now that you are free of your fears and doubts and the burdens of this life, continue across the bridge. You are now entering the goddess territory, and you are free of those burdens and open to her guidance. As you walk along the path, you feel the closeness of nature around you. You feel the goddess. You can almost feel her hug. You can see the new growth, spring emerging, the earth awakening. Smell it in the air. Hear the animals rustling in the trees. The cry of a hawk overhead. See him or her swinging and wheeling around against the cobalt sky. The forest is alive. A new growth has awakened. The very essence of life itself surrounds you. As you continue to walk along the path, you also hear the sounds of the ocean. And as the trees part, you realize that you are hearing the ocean crash against the base of a cliff. You look down and you see the shoreline of rocks and churning water. You sense the incredible power and share in the majesty of this moment. And again, you are reminded of the power of the goddess. Hear the seabirds now calling from overhead. See them whirl and twist on the air. They dive into the water and rise again. They twist and soar once more. You can now smell the salt in the spray. Feel the coolness and dampness against your clothes from the sea breeze. It's caressing you. This is the hand of the goddess, gently and lovingly cupping your face and stroking your cheek. Follow the path as it turns to the right and follows the line of the cliff and rises. You can now sense that feeling of homecoming. You feel the call of home. And you know that the long journey has ended and you are almost there. You follow the path now, and up ahead you see the temple. Beautiful white column temple rising above the top of the cliff. It stands at the crest, shining in the afternoon sun. It glows like a beacon, calling you home, calling us all. You pass inside now and feel the coolness. The interior is comfortable and shaded. You realize now that you've been running. Feel the calm Feel the peace. After you relax for a moment, you start to look around. And you see 9 columns of stone. Above you, a great white dome rests upon the column. In the center of the dome, you see an oculus open to the sky above. From the edges of the oculus, 9 silver chains descend to support a cauldron of silver that hangs at waist level over a fire in the center of the floor. Next to the fire and cauldron, you see a large white altar. It is, in fact, so white that it almost seems to give off a glow of its own. And beside that is a white throne made of the same material. Further to the side is a small writing table, then a bench, and a table set with food, a pitcher, and 2 cups. As you're looking around, you become aware of a presence also in the temple with you. As you look, you see the goddess approaching. You immediately feel her love. You feel welcomed and comfortable. Have no preconceived notions of how she will appear. Let her come to you in the way that is best for you in this moment. She approaches you now and offers a hug. As she hugs you, you feel all the love and joy of being held by the mother. You feel the love and healing energy fill you almost to bursting. Your heart sings. She steps back and motions to a bench, and you sit with her. She places a cup in your hand and refreshments between you. You sit for a time in companionable silence, enjoying the refreshments offered. In the cup, as you taste it, you realize it's the same water as the fountain in the creek. Crisp and cool and clean and slightly sweet. The refreshments are of nuts and berries and flavors that you're not even sure what they are. But with every bite, you feel nurtured and filled and loved. After a time, she takes the plate and the cup and sets them back on the table. She takes your hand and looks into your eyes. In her eyes, you see the depth of the universe, the ages and the wisdom and the love. And you feel her looking into you. With a smile and a nod, she breaks the soul gaze and leads you to the desk. You now see pages of paper, a pen, and an inkwell. She instructs you to consider what you would like to remove or decrease in your life, what you need to take away so that you start the new growth with a clean slate. She asks you to search your heart and reminds and cautions you. There are some things that are not meant to be removed at this time. Some things are a part of the task of this incarnation, and some must come to their own fruition in their own time. Some things must be worked through before they can be removed. Some things, however hard we try, they will linger with us. Some things have to be learned and worked through. She tells you to write that which you wish to decrease or remove onto a slip of the paper. This may be in words or a symbol that represents the idea. Whatever it is, take as long as you need. Pour your heart into the pen and ink as you write the words or draw the symbol. See the ink glow briefly as you write. See it glow with a blue light before fading into simple marks on the page. When you have finished, she tells you to fold the paper and bring it to the fire. You are instructed that you must put it into the fire yourself. She nods again, and as you place the paper into the fire, it is consumed with a flash. You feel the heat. You see and smell the smoke. You see the smoke swirl into a column and rise through the oculus and out into the universe. And as the smoke rises, you see a symbol that symbolizes your request, materialize above the cauldron. You're instructed to take it. You know now that it is done. You carry the symbol with you and join the goddess as you return to the bench. She speaks with you of your request and gives you guidance. She also has a message for you. All of this guidance and this message may come in words, images, or simple knowings. You may understand it clearly now, or it may become clear in time. However it comes to you, listen carefully to whatever it is, and know it is meant to help and guide you in your soul purpose. Enjoy your connection with the goddess, knowing that it need not diminish with your return to the mortal realm, but return you must. She takes you now to the path you came in and bids you love and farewell until your next visit. You now know that you may return here as often as you like. There is no separation. You feel her with you as you descend back down the steps and along the path, back through the trees. You cross back over the bridge and sit on the bench again by the fountain, thinking of what you have experienced, thinking of what you have learned. You sit for a few minutes and ponder and reflect. It is now time to return to your body. And on the count of three, you will be back in your body. One, you feel your body in the room where you were sitting. Two, you are getting heavier with the weight of your body. Move your fingers and toes, Move your shoulders and your head and feel the body. And three, you are fully present in your body.
Great Goddess, from whom all souls emanate, guide us to a place of gratitude for all we have received. Help us to maintain this attitude in our lives and in the world. Grant us strength and courage as we go forward this night. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Beloved ones, great ancestors, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection. Stay if you will. Go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Great God of the universe, lover of the goddess, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Great Goddess of the Universe, awakened maybe. We thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times, for we know you never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across the little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail, farewell. Spirits of Earth, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of Water, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave us with the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of Fire, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will. Go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of Air, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
The circle is open but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry we shall meet again. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a few moments. We're going to listen to a song, and each of us in our own way ground a little bit of this energy. Because I felt it twirling around pretty hard tonight. So we're going to take a few moments. We're going to listen to Darv the Bard sing Cloak of Feathers. And we'll be back in a few minutes after the song and some business. Stick around and thanks for being with us.
I hear your
based on myth and legend, in this place not far from here, beneath the stones on the hill, I want to see your land, and I wonder if I'll ever
listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, where we believe that all manifestations of the divine are valid. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with us. Join us nightly at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for a wide variety of programming,
If you miss one of our shows, there are plenty of places to catch up. Every show is archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN. Look for the on-demand shows. They are available as a free podcast download on iTunes and now available free on the TuneIn Radio application and website. Follow us on Twitter at SURN_ORG and on Facebook. Each of our shows has a Facebook presence so that you can keep abreast with what is going on. If you have any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, complaints, or compliments, you may send those to the station management by emailing surn.org@gmail.com. On Thursday nights, Onyx and Terry discuss questions that have been sent in by you, the listeners. If you have a question you want them to discuss, please send it to the station's email address. If you'd like credit for the question, please let us know in the email. For more information about our network, please click over to www.spiritualunityradionetwork.org. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we humbly thank you for that.
You're listening to Lord Terry's Power Hour on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to Lord Terry.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and this is the Power Hour. 4 hours or however long we're going to run tonight, but joined tonight by a whole lot of wonderful people joining us for ritual. My lady and priestess Robin, it's always great to have you on the air with us.
Thank
and
you.
My partner and brother Onyx.
Yes.
And let's see, our ritualist Shira, Vega, Drolene, and Niz all joining us tonight calling quarters.
We're here.
Go ahead.
All right.
Mostly. Yep, here.
Well, Drolene, it's been a little while since you've been with us. So I thought we would start with you and get your thoughts on the ritual tonight and your experiences.
Okay, well, I enjoyed it so much, and I saw the goddess, and she reminded me of a Broadway actress that I'm crazy about at the moment, which is kind of silly, but you're not supposed to have any preconceived notion, but she looked like Sutton Foster to me, if
All
anybody
right.
follows Broadway, and she was so kind and so understanding and held my hands and just comforted me on a situation that is very important to me. And when I saw the symbol, I saw two symbols. The second one's not as important as the first. They're both important, but the second one was a health issue. It was a plate of vegetables.
Good is always good.
You just made Robin happy.
Well, as I'm fighting diabetes as hard as I can right now, that's why I miss being with you. I've really struggled with blood sugar problems the past few weeks, and I realized after I started feeling better how bad I really felt for a while and didn't realize it. But that's going to get better. But the thing I'm fighting is, and it's very important to the Karelian tradition, is to have a good connection to your ancestors. As you can see, I wrote, and I saw a beautiful little symbol, and the best way I can explain it is in the middle of the lotus blossom is a heart, and there's like all these soul flowers reaching out with their right hand to touch the heart somewhere around. And to me, that's a symbol of those ancestors that I do have that I may not realize, and Reverend Onyx has tried to explain to me several times, and I'm slowly getting the message that I do have some ancestors that I can trust that aren't necessarily blood relatives, because that's why I have blocks, because of relatives that have not been there the right way for me. So it was a nice little symbol for me to play with and draw and paint to bring me comfort.
Excellent.
Very nice.
That's
very
beautiful.
Nice. I'm glad to see, Jolene, I'm really, really glad to see that's beginning to start working with you and for you. That's going to be a stumbling block for any. But you're phenomenal. Nothing short of phenomenal. So that's great.
Yes, and that's very cool indeed. I'm glad to hear that. All right, Niv, let's go to you next. How about you? What are your experiences?
The goddess to me at the time, that moment, was like almost clonish, only because she was changing. She just kept changing. Her face and her hands, everything just kept changing about her. And it was a very moving and particularly on point, and Robin's heard me say that word again this week, on point with what's going on with me and in my personal life. So, yeah, this was a good one. This one was awesome. I did get a symbol of three fine threads, and I know exactly what that means. It's binding and unwinding at the same time. So that was a very good one. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Glad you were with us. All right, Shira, what about you?
Well, this time around was really different for me. There were a couple times that I disappeared. I went somewhere else and came back to your voice, and I'm not quite sure where I went or what occurred. It's just probably something in my subconscious. I just know that I was somewhere else. And the symbol I got, interestingly enough, was like Scorpio's. It was a peace symbol that was floating above the silver cauldron. And the message was, hang on and let go. So it was kind of interesting. It's just the first time I've kind of gone elsewhere and not really know where it was.
Oh, it'll come to you.
Yeah. I mean, there's a message there somewhere, but it's just like I kind of came back to Terry's voice, and it was like, oh, where did I go? So that was different. That's the first time that I've experienced that. So it just kind of tells me that the connection is starting to become, you know, maybe I'm letting go enough to let the connection start to come through.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's becoming a lot more natural.
Yeah.
I can feel that. I can feel that from everybody. This is becoming natural, and that place that we go is becoming more and more real.
Yeah, yeah. So, and when it was done, like the energy, the twitching and the buzzing through the whole body, I was having to shake my hands and move stuff around because it was really, really buzzing.
Well, cool. I'm glad you got a lot out of it and what you needed. All right, Vega, what about you?
It was interesting. I practically nodded off in the midst. But not in a bad way. It was like a very deep meditation. I was aware of everything that was being said and what was going on, but it was just a lovely, light, fluffy feeling all around. Even the vision of the goddess was just a glow. Was the best way I could describe it. But it was very relaxing.
All right, good deal.
Do you think the fact we turned out the light made a difference?
it might have.
We turned out the lights this time.
Huh?
Yeah.
So
I blame the pollen count.
And the allergy medication, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, our vehicles, they may not be green when you get home, but they're green by the time morning hits.
Yeah.
All right, Onyx, what about you?
I very interesting connection tonight. The theme of the meditation was something that we wish to have decrease in our life, but that's not always what she wishes to know and what she wishes for us to experience. I went into a ritual, kind of an oracular state almost, and I started walking along a path. From ahead of me, there were like stumbling blocks appearing, seemingly out of nowhere. And as I approached them, and some of you who, if you don't know my sense of humor and how I communicate with the divine, you're going to hear it. As I was approaching the stumbling blocks, Alanis Morissette-looking goddess come dancing out of the wood, taking the stumbling blocks and turning them into stepping stones. Taking the stumbling blocks, laying them back down as stepping stones to bigger and better things. Now, the reason it seemed like Alanis Morissette, if you remember in the last scene, Dogma, how she's dancing around, that's kind of the way she was moving. She would pick up these stones and lay them down as stepping these blocks and lay them down as stepping stones. And then she looked at me and grinned and repeated a line from Starhawk that I've always loved. And Starhawk once said, everyone serves the goddess, even is compost. And then
I'm writing that one down.
She was gone.
Everyone
serves the goddess, even if only as compost. And then she smiled real big and she was gone. So I'm still working on what that means, I mean, what the whole scene, that whole message means. But it was very interesting. Very, very deep connection there.
Excellent. That's a very cool story. I was just waiting for you to tell me she went on your nose.
I wish she did. I wish she did. Maybe another time. Maybe another time.
Bippity boppity boo.
Watch for
your step. All right. Robin, how about you? What were your experiences tonight?
Well, boy, there was a lot. I started out the ritual sort of not really feeling. You know, sometimes you just don't feel as connected as you have at other times, and you know, every ritual is different. Some days mm-hmm. you're really right there, and other days you struggle a little bit. And I struggled a little bit, but started to then feel more comfortable. The energy of this group, because we've started to work together so often, it after a few minutes, it started to pull me in and calm me down and settle me. So thank you for everybody. And then I'm with Vega. Right in the middle of it, when Terry was talking, I found myself almost so deeply relaxed. Although my mind was awake, I felt like my body was falling asleep. And I had that sensation of falling, like when you're falling asleep. And I'm still listening to him, and you know, I'll admit it's probably not the first time I've listened to him and fallen asleep. We have a lot of late night conversations. But there was that. And then as he got to the point where he was talking about symbols, I was seeing almost like little flashes of different symbols, and there was just a lot. There were it was indicative, really, of everything that's going on right now in our life. It was almost like a validation message that, yes, you've got all these things going on, but it's okay. It's all going to be okay. Now, I always talk about I've got too many plates spinning in the air at once that I'm trying to keep spinning, you know. And if anybody remembers Johnny Carson, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Here's Johnny.
Johnny Carson. I think I saw him on TV Land one time.
Well, oh, shut up, Mom. I'm old and I know it.
Karnak's are magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In a jar on the porch of Funkin' Wagnalls. Never mind.
Yeah, that's it. Hermetically sealed, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So I had a good experience. It relaxed me. It brought me back to myself a little bit more. And it really was very instructive in that it said, yes, this is the way. And this is, you're doing what you need to be doing. And don't get discouraged or sidetracked thinking other things. The first image I saw was a plane, and there were lots of other little images, but it all kind of validated what we were looking to do. So I'm pretty pleased. So thank you everybody for anchoring me in.
All right, cool.
Well, then you're in.
You know, I very often do these meditations, and sometimes I fully experience it, and sometimes I don't. Tonight was one of those times where I was very much there, but I didn't see myself writing anything. But I come away from it with a sense of an Ankh. You know, I can't concretely say that I saw the Ankh, but I have the sense of that kind of, you know, you don't see it or hear it, but you know it. And so I've got to ponder that because I don't normally work with Egyptians, so I've got to look at what that symbol means to me. And I have some ideas, but I've got to figure out what it means to me. I mean, I know what it means traditionally, but what does it mean to me? You know,
and where does it apply? Yeah.
Yeah. So, all in all, though, I mean, the energy, like I said before we took the break, the energy was amazing tonight. You know, the presence of everyone, the feeling of connectedness, that giving up the illusion that we're separate and really feeling everyone together tonight was an incredibly powerful part of the evening to me. The realness of the temple, the fact that we've been going there together so many times, it really struck home to me how real we are making it. And we don't have to wait for full moon rituals to go visit there. That temple is there for all of us. At any time we need that connection, all we have to do is go to that circle of benches there by the fountain and cross the bridge and go up the hill to the temple. And knowing that it's always there for us is, to me, one of the most incredibly comforting feelings that we have created that together. And it's there for us all, always. So thank you all for the energy that you have put into that temple on the hill. It is more real because of you guys, and I thank you.
This is a really cool thing we get to do.
Mm-hmm.
Jolene says in the chat room that she's dreamt of that same temple for years, and you know, so have I. I have been to that temple. We used that as the the temple on the hill when we had the group down in Barbados. We started doing the. We started doing the temple on the hill. Of course, we called ourselves the Hilltop because we met on a hilltop there in Barbados. that we started using this temple. And over the years, it became somewhat more solid for me. But now that every one of you is participating, it's becoming more and more real, more and more solid. It's not just a dream. It's not just an idea. It's not just a place I go in my own mind. It's a place that's very real in the astral. We create it. And that's just such a cool experience. That part alone is an amazing and cool experience. So, Robin, I think we wanted to tell some people about an upcoming trip that we have.
Actually, I have a couple things I'd like to talk about.
We're in trouble.
The first thing is, and this is a little bit off topic, but I'll be short and sweet with it. I have a friend, her name is Kathy Krakalici, who served the pagan community in the Northeast and pretty much all over the country, really. She traveled to events for years and years and years and years. The name of her business was Crystal Cave. She sold the most gorgeous rocks, stones, crystals. Please, all of you, if you don't mind, go to my Facebook page and find my post about her. She is in some serious need of assistance in whatever form you can provide it. Even if you just share the link about it on your page, I would greatly appreciate it. She's been a friend of mine for many, 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 many years. And my heart is breaking for her right now. So if you guys could do that, that would mean so much to me and to her, ultimately, and her family. She's been very ill and, you know, lost her house and living in a hotel with her two kids. Although they are semi-adults, it's been a very, very difficult time. And I just actually found out about this yesterday. So I posted a link. Somebody had set up it's like a GoFundMe thing, but it's not a GoFundMe. It's a different company that does that. And if anybody was interested that they could find that, that would be great. And like I said, even if you can't contribute, just if you don't mind sharing it somewhere, that would be great. Or if you still want to, you know, look at the crystals and gems that she has for sale, just Google Crystal Cave and it should come up. Anyway, so thank you for that. The other thing that's actually kind of exciting is Terry and I are going to be traveling to the Florida Pagan Gathering and teaching three different classes. And anybody who'd like to join us there, please come and see us.
Onyx, quit killing the keyboard.
Yeah, it's assaulting the keyboard. It is awful.
That wasn't me. I'm sitting here listening.
Whoever's doing it, now, what did that keyboard do to you?
I can say that I can understand why everybody thinks it was me. I have a manual typewriter and I haven't thrown it in. But this time it wasn't me.
All right,
just guilty. Whoever that was, be kind.
Well,
maybe it was the goddess sending Onyx a message.
Your keyboard.
Well, Onyx, I'm going to defend you because I have a noisy keyboard too. So.
Well, it's not
the keyboard. It's not me.
To be told when I type, it is very loud. Care if it's on a rubber keyboard. I learned to type on a manual typewriter, and I have not grown since then.
Yep.
Yeah.
I go through a keyboard in about 2 months.
Really? Wow.
Yes. So I don't buy the expensive ones anymore. I buy the $15, $20 ones and throw it on there, and it'll wear out, and I'll get another one.
No.
But since I'm composing,
those touch ones.
Well, since I'm composing more on Dragon Naturally Speaking now, this keyboard has lasted me about 3 months. So that's helping quite a bit.
Kill it now.
That wasn't me.
All right. So anyway, as Robin was saying, we are going to be traveling to Florida Pagan Gathering. We're going to be flying down on the 29th of April and celebrating Beltane down there, and then flying back on Sunday the 3rd, I believe it is. And we're going to be doing three presentations and hopefully meeting a bunch of cool people down there. There's also hopefully going to be an opportunity for us to put together a live remote. We're still working out the details with the organizers, but we're hoping to put together a live remote and get some of the headliners to come and talk with us. And so look for an announcement very shortly, by the end of the week, on what night we're going to do the remote and how that's all going to come together. Robin, did you have anything else?
I think that's about it. I'm going to post a link in a second here for the thing for Kathy, because somebody in the chat room asked me about it, if I can find it in my Facebook scroll here.
Okay.
Come on. Taking forever, of course.
All right. Well, while you're finding that, let's see. Onyx, what have you got coming up tomorrow night?
All right. Tomorrow night, which, for those of you who don't know, shame on you. But those of you who don't know, 10 o'clock on Wednesday nights, I host the Soapbox Witch right here on CERN on Blog Talk Radio. Tomorrow night's topic, how do I find my craft name? I've had several different people ask me that over the last few weeks. And, yeah, I've been in the back of the head saying, Onyx, you need to talk about this. So tomorrow night, I'm going to get up on my soapbox. Talk about how do I find my craft name. So join me for a good time.
All right. Sounds
wow.
Fascinating.
I
have to try to tune in just so I can hear your thoughts on that.
And I will be wearing my fireproof underwear, so this is a topic that I love to get up.
All right, and then the following night, then Onyx and I will be together again. Yes, right, you get us twice in 1 week. So we're still looking for a few more questions. If anybody's got some questions they want to send in for us on Thursday nights, of course, we do a question and answer session with the questions from the listeners. So definitely send us some questions. You can send them to surn.org@gmail.com. All right, so Onyx, how does somebody get in touch with you?
Oh, it is so very easy. Ladyofthecircle.org. Ladyofthecircle.org. If you go there, you can find all the contact information that you could need or want to get in touch with me, even with a phone. And if you go to the projects page on that website, all the pies that I've got my dirty little fingers in. So come on out and check it out. Lady of the Circle.
All right.
I have one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
This coming Friday night, I will be having Rachel Gildner on my show from, I wrote it down here, the Healing Center in New York that is actually going to be trying to cure help my friend Kathy. It should be a very interesting show. They make a lot of their own natural cures and medications out of all natural products. They live completely off the grid. So if anybody's interested in that. And then following Friday on the 17th, I'm going to be having my guest, Sue Menaheim, who has been studying with a shaman in Peru for the last several years, and I am really interested in hearing what she has to say. So that should be a couple of interesting shows coming up for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Sounds great. Sounds great.
All right. So let's see. Robin, how does somebody get in touch with you?
They can reach me through my Facebook page at Robin A. And Robin is R-O-B-I-N. Robin A. McKean, M-C-K-E-A-N. Or they can find me on the Facebook page Spiritual Wellness Physical Health. They can reach me through the radio station. Or they can reach me also on my Facebook page at Albright Wellness. Any of those will work. If you need to email me, littlestonebridge@gmail.com.
All right. And, yeah, that's the email address I was going to give out for us.
Mm-hmm.
You can also look at our Facebook page, Little Stone Bridge Pathworking, on Facebook. The easiest way to get in touch with me is to find my public figure page on Facebook. That is Rev. Terry Feller, HT. Again, you can email the station, surn.org@gmail.com, or the Little Stone Bridge at gmail.com. Either way, it'll get to me. And also follow me on Twitter, at Rev. Terry Feller, HT. That's right. So thank you, everybody. Some amazing energy. Oh, I'm a little scattered tonight, so I need to ground a little better, I guess. Let's see. On the 14th, a week from tonight, Robin and I are going to be continuing our series of conversations about the archetypes, and we're going to be discussing the crone. And then the week after that is going to be a conversation about Beltane. And then I believe we're going to have our Beltane ritual on the 28th, the night before Robin and I fly off to celebrate Beltane with the Florida Pagan Gathering. So
we're going to do that on the radio? I'm kidding.
But, I'm
going to do that.
We want a video feed.
No, you don't. Trust me.
Well, it kind of reminds me of Jeff Foxworthy when his first son was born, and people say, "Well, do you have any, video of the birth?" And he says, "No, but I've got a really good video of the conception." All right. So with that said, put on punch. All right. Thank you all. You guys, your energy, your participation, everything about people that share this ritual with us makes it as powerful and meaningful as it is. And it wouldn't be the same without you. And I want to say thank you. I love you all.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, we do.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so if there's nothing else, I think it's time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Good night.
Say good night, Gracie.
Blessed be.
Good night,
Gracie.
Good night,
Gracie.
Good
night, Gracie.
Good night.
All right. Good night, guys.
Night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.